At Ben and Kelly Show, great way to get a hold of us. We get DMs from listeners. This person wants to remain anonymous.
Okay. Hey, Ben and Kelly. I'm messaging you. I don't know why I'm doing it, but it's too late now.
Okay.
So keep me anonymous. Anyway.
Okay.
I'm pregnant with my boyfriend, a 3 years baby.
Mm-hmm.
Having a kid is always something I wanted, so I'm not worried about that, but I am worried about him.
Mm.
For the past 4 to 6 months, I've just not felt the heat or the passion for him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We're going through the motions, and I'm pretty sure he recognizes it, too. I thought that when we found out we were pregnant, that would reignite the spark, but it hasn't.
Mm.
He hasn't really even acted excited to be a father for the first time, so I'm having thoughts of leaving him.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many things going through my head right now. I've only articulated this to one person. She doesn't know what I should do, but will support me in whatever decision I make.
Mm-hmm.
So could you see if any of your listeners have been in my situation and how it worked out? Should I leave, or would you recommend staying in the relationship for a while and seeing if that spark reappears after the baby?
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to burden you all with my problems, but like I said, I have so many thoughts going through my head that I need a little clarity. Thank you.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
What we've said on the show before, and we've heard from plenty of people that actually have experience with this, that a kid doesn't fix a relationship.
No, it doesn't. But if the spark is the only thing that's missing, I mean, relationships kind of go through, especially long-time marriages. It's hard to keep the spark of a new relationship alive.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you do have to make an effort to keep that part of your relationship going. You have to still date your spouse. You have to try to, you know, figure out what's at the root of the spark dying for you guys.
Yeah. And I realize we're not like talking to you on the phone, but if we were, I'd probably ask you, are you doing things like Kelly said, to keep the spark alive? Are you trying to date your partner? Are you trying to do fun things like you did when you first started seeing each other again, you know?
Yeah, you do have to work at it because, you know, that kind of stuff can fade. The newness and the, you know, initial attraction, and you have to continue to try to fan the flames.
There's a sitcom called Modern Family. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but...
How long has it been off the air?
The characters, it just went off the air not too long ago, actually.
Okay.
There are characters Phil and Claire Dunphy, right?
Uh huh.
And they are, you know, married. They've got 3 kids, and the way they keep their spark alive is they will go to hotels and go to the hotel bar and try to pick one another up using a character.
That's funny.
That's funny.
So take advice from Phil and Claire Dunphy.
Right.
Fictional characters from a beloved
right. It's sitcom.
Sitcom.
Right. I don't know if that would work, but I always felt like that was a fun little way to keep the spice alive. You know, in their relationship, they would maybe once a year go to a hotel, and then Claire would sit at the bar, or Phil would sit at the bar, and the
Did
other...
Did they ever reject each other? That's what I have to know.
Typically, it's a sitcom, so typically hilarity would ensue. There would
be
something that would go wrong, or one of them would get locked out of the hotel room naked, or things like that. So, you know, it was always something. But the root of it was... They, again, a fictional couple in a sitcom who had been married for a long time.
Right.
Realize that they need to continue to keep the spice alive. So if you can pull anything from that, it's maybe let real life imitate art for a second.
Sure.
And just try to do something fun and maybe out of the ordinary.
I like that. And, you know, they've been together for 3 years. So that's kind of you're in an established relationship.
Maybe the honeymoon's over. Yeah.
Right. I feel like that can be normal,
mm-hmm.
but you have to figure out, okay, well, how deep does your love for each other go? Mm-hmm. Is it just surface for you? It was just mostly physical for you guys, and now there's not a lot of substance to keep it afloat. That you have to kind of dissect your relationship through that lens as well. And then also try to pull him into, you know, going through the whole pregnancy part. There is so much exciting things that are happening literally on a week-to-week basis. Mm-hmm. And that was one thing that really brought my husband and I closer, was reading about, okay, how's the baby developing, right, you know, this week? What's happening now? And that was kind of a tradition that we started that was just kind of amazing, because it is truly incredible when you see how a baby is developing and how quickly all that stuff happens. And it's kind of awesome. And for you to do that together might bring you closer too.
All right. Well, if you are or have been in this situation, like our listener is asking, maybe you could supply a couple things that helped get you out of that rut or reignite the spark. 502-795-1997 is our number. Would love to hear your story about it. Coming up, reigniting the spark in your relationship on 99.7 EJX sometimes can seem very daunting a task, because if the vibes, because it's all about vibes in a relationship, right? When you're vibing, things are good. Things are good.
Sometimes you don't vibe, though. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you start to get in an established relationship, and then it can kind of start to feel like you're going through the motions.
Yeah, and that's what our listener, who wants to remain anonymous, is kind of in. She and her boyfriend of 3 years kind of have not been vibing the past 4 to 6 months. Well, lo and behold, they found out they're pregnant. And so she was like, okay, thought that might re-spark something, but really hasn't. So she's kind of considering leaving him, but wants to know, you know,
is there still hope? Is there something else you can try?
Yeah, we did get a message from a listener that said, my husband and I dealt with that. Our son is one. We made the commitment to stick it out, find enjoyment in the small things, even though we don't have time for fancy outings anymore. Kind of similar to what you were saying, Kelly, that you and your husband did.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's, you know, the book, What to Expect When You're Expecting.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of cool. It brought us a lot closer, just marveling at how this little human that we created together was growing from week to week. And it was fascinating. And it was just a really cool tradition that we started that, you know, just brings you closer as a couple, knowing that you're doing that together. Tish says pregnancy is stressful and exciting.
Yeah.
Each person changes. Mm-hmm. So does a relationship. But the foundation has to be solid. Could it be stress? Uncertainty.
Right.
I would suggest communicating, being really honest about your feelings and trying to figure out if it's something you both really want deep down, or if it's time to move on so you can both be happy and then parent a happy child.
Yeah, and I will say there are some people that are cautioning on Facebook even. Like Jessica says, hey, being a single parent is the worst. So if, you know this relationship's over, you're going to have to share the kid. So just didn't really offer up any advice. Just maybe it sounds like from experience, just saying, hey, it's not great trying to do it all on your own. So maybe try to find that spark. And like I said, you know, Phil and Claire Dunphy from Modern Family, they like to go to hotels and try to pick one another up under a different name.
Mm-hmm. And so then Chrissy suggested that you and I need to try to reenact that as well. With our spouses.
Oh, with our spouses.
Yeah, like you try to pick up your wife and I'm lurking somewhere in the corner getting it all on video and vice versa.
That would be interesting. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, maybe what we're saying is maybe not give up on it just yet.
I would sail through the rest of the pregnancy together and welcome the child together and just see what that can happen. Because that kind of love that you feel when you first see your baby's face for the first time is just unlike anything you've ever known before. And that might then, seeing him as a father might make you fall in love with him in a way that you never imagined, and vice versa.
Yeah.
Seeing you as a mother, that can do some amazing things too. So go through all that first and just see what happens.
Yeah. See what happens.
See what happens and then reevaluate. Right. And if it's still not there, then you really need to do some soul searching and have some tough conversations.
All right. Well, hey, thank you so much for reaching out on keep us posted here.